Greeting once again, true believers, and welcome to the 16th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Once again, I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Hello, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Hello. Happy Sweet 16, everyone.
Oh, I was awfully confused where you were going with that for a minute. I was like,
it's a 16th episode. Come on, you said it like three seconds ago.
I'm on board now. I'm on board. And I'm like, well, this episode also covers till the 16th of December, too. So is that what... I don't know. But so we're covering 12-9 through 12-16.
Are you sure you're not the one with the flu?
I could be. And yes, Ray has been mostly dead all week. So he's going to power through, though, just for our listening audience.
Yeah, I haven't managed to go to work, but that's not going to stop me from doing this.
Yeah, priority. All right, Deadpool dailies for the week. Today was Black Human Torch. Thursday, Red Colossus. Friday, Yellow Cyclops. Saturday, Blue Hood. Sunday, Black Doc Ock. Monday, Yellow Thor. Tuesday, Black Captain Marvel. And Wednesday, Blue Iron Man. And I haven't been asking this recently, but does anybody need or want any of those?
Absolutely. I would say that the Doc Ock I would look for the most, except I believe I have him maxed out in that color. I need one more cover for... No! I need that.
Oh, well,
I just checked. So, by far, that is the most exciting thing. However, the Yellow Cyclops is also exciting.
Yeah, Cyclops is such a damage monger. I mean, man.
Yeah, I have him at 166, so he's good. And I fortunately
Cyclops?
Have him at... Yeah.
Oh, that's devastating.
I treated myself when he was boosted in that last Ghost Rider event. I was like, wow, I have him at 535. Time to give him all the ISO I've got left and go to town. And town I went. Sadly, I think I need that Iron Man cover.
Oh.
Blue Iron Man. I haven't been, you know, he was someone who
I... Yeah, I don't use 3-star Iron Man really ever.
Yeah, I sold him off so many times in my early goings.
Yeah, I did too.
So now's my opportunity to bring him back up to acceptable.
Great.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to get it right this time. Are we ready? The Crash of the Titans.
Ooh.
Is that it?
Yes, it is.
Ah. All right, so today, right? Was the Iron Man event?
Correct.
I have
no
Iron
today
Man.
Was Iceman.
That's what I meant. You had me distracted with Iron Man. Yes, Iceman, which I have none of, so I did not play. Do you guys have Iceman? I don't.
I did, but it was only one cover, or two at the most, and I got smoked.
Who was he
fighting? I got to stun Jean a few times by building a snowman, but she promptly just fought me right off the board.
Oh.
I never even got that far. I never got to build a snowman. It was a sad time for winter.
Would you like to build
a
snowman?
I have him at, I don't have any whiteout.
Frozen there for a minute.
I don't have any whiteout, but I have him at 012. So
man,
yeah,
I can't believe you
snowman.
Completely ignored that and just kept talking. That was good.
I did. I can only do one thing at a time, man. I still got this fever of 101. I can only do so many things.
And the only solution is more bubble squats. Sorry, I made myself laugh.
012. Let me get this out before I forget. 012 on Iceman, level 90. Yeah, I never even got... I didn't get anything. She would charge a power, didn't matter which one, and I was dead.
I'm impressed you have three Iceman covers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Been getting some 4-stars recently.
All right, on the 14th will be the first time we see X-23 in one of these events. So she will be... I have an X-23 sitting to be recruited if I ever get some hero points. So that will be my first X-23. Do you guys have her at all?
I don't believe I do.
I do now. Was able to pick up another one, so I have two covers for her. But I'm not expecting a whole lot. I think I have two of her purple power, whatever it's called. The track power.
Yeah,
Yep.
But not expecting a whole lot.
All right. So story events going on. We have the Hulk event has been going on for a few days here. 52,000 for a Red Gamora, 88,000 for your legendary token. And finish in the top 100, you get the totally bodacious to the max Cowabunga. Man, isn't he cool. rock me, Amadeus. Hulk.
Could you draw out that sarcasm any further?
I can try. Man, he's such a stupid character.
So angry.
And if you finish high enough, you get some CP in there, which has been the new mechanic. His event is also still going on for another 13 days, I think. The Amadeus Inferno, so if you haven't gotten your Cho yet, you still got time to get that. And there's some CP hidden in there when you fight Galactus, so make sure you get those as well.
Yeah, there is.
And then just popping up on the screen seconds ago, the next story event that's coming up will be Thick as Thieves, which is the hood event. 27,000 will get you a purple Spider-Man. And 52,000 is the legendary token. First or second place, Star-Lord, and then 3 through 150 are some Sam Wilson Falcons, and no CP available in that one.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yes, they've been CPing every other event recently, but no one likes the Hood, so there you go.
Oh, man, but he's so good.
He can do a lot of damage. Right now, I've been using him a lot.
He steals a lot of AP from the enemy.
Forget the damage. His ability to steal. Man, I want to go back and do the character review of him again, because his ability to steal, I've been using the hell out of him recently.
Yeah, well, I've been using him right now. He's got the PvP going on. And I still don't have him to 166. I think I have him up to 160. And I'm currently number 2 in my slice in Unholy Outlaw.
Ooh.
So we'll see if I can maintain anything in there, but I don't think I'm going to have enough hero points to shield my way to the top 10, but we'll see what I can do.
Sure.
Right.
PvP events is Lord of Thunder finished up. 800 got your Red Thor. 1,000 was a Yellow Invisible Woman. 1,300 for your Legendary. First place was Red Hulkbuster. And then 2 through 100 were Hood, where if you finished 2nd through 50th, you got some CP with that. Then, like I just mentioned, Unholy Event is going on right now. 800 for Yellow Hood, 1,000 Black Hulkbuster, 1,300 for your Legendary. First is Blue Jean Grey, 2 through 50 is Iron Fist and CP, and 51 to 100 is Iron Fist. And man, do I really, really covet me a green Iron Fist, so I have to try and finish in the top 25 in that event.
Yeah, that's like high priority for me at this point.
Super high priority. I mean, that gets my Iron Fist to 166.
Well, I haven't even started the event. I just picked my slice, so I'm going to be... And I don't think I'm going into work again tomorrow, so that'll be tomorrow.
Okay.
Which Iron Fist are they dishing out? They get them. That's a prize.
Yes. So okay. All the colors are available there, depending on where you finish.
What's the top... What's the absolute bottom prize you can get?
Green?
No.
He doesn't want that bad. I hope it's purple.
It is purple.
Yes.
Purple is the first. You have to, top 100 gets you purple. Top 25 gets you green. Top 5 gets you black.
Yep. Your frenzy of the Iron Fist made me look, and I have him currently at 5, 3, 4. So another purple will do me just fine.
Oh. Yeah. Same here. Will max me out.
Yeah. Mine's at 2, 5, 5. So, which I think is the ideal. Because I really want him at 355. So
the I want to go back to the Lord of Thunder event. Did you play the Lord of Thunder event, either one of you?
I did.
I bowed down before the Lord of Thunder and rock and roll.
I believe that's God of Thunder, but...
Yeah.
Close enough!
Case be reference.
Cool, Ray.
Yeah, come on! Give me some poetic license here.
I did. I mean, he's the character that I and... practically appears everybody who plays Marvel Cosmic Quest has at 166, so, you know.
Right. That was a lot of fun. Having him maxed out and being able to do that much damage was with the Call of Thunder was just amazing. Yeah. I had a lot of fun on that event.
Yeah.
Just, throwing that out there.
Yeah, Call of Thunder is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was that event or was it someone else where I found out I was, like, way behind the curve because every single person that I fought had a maxed out Thor and a maxed out Kamala Khan. And I was man, I got to get that Kamala Khan cranking.
I don't know if you were in the same slice I was, because that is also what I ran into with every single person I ran into.
Oh my goodness, nonstop.
It was all Kamala Khan and all Thor.
Yeah. Personally, I was playing with him, Falcon, because we just did an episode about Falcon, and I wanted to try him out, and Blade. So the way that worked out is I wouldn't make the red matches for Thor. I would just concentrate on the yellow, have Blade throw out those strike tiles, match the yellow for Thor, which would then cause Falcon to boost those strike tiles.
Sure.
Holy crap. It just was damage central. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds that's good. When you have the character that is the required character at a nice high usable level, man, that PvP is so much more fun.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're stuck with using the, what is it, the level 70?
The level 70
there, you can have this.
Right.
Oh, it makes you so sad. All right, time to get into a big rumor comment section here.
Yeah, this will probably be the rest of the episode.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors, a lot of things coming out. Some of this, I want to make a note, you can get some of this from a podcast, but, so if you only have time for one podcast, you're going to listen to this one. If you got time for two or more podcasts, please check out our fellow podcasts on the soon-to-be-named network. And then if you've got time for, I don't know, 6 or 7 podcasts, hey, go the episode, which, man, I've totally forgotten what it is already. Episode 22.4 of the Four Guys and a Comic podcast. There is a nice interview on there with the producer of Marvel Puzzle Quest, Joe Fletcher. It's about 45 minutes long, 50 minutes long. I'm trying to remember. I listened to it a few days.
It's just under an hour, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Some really good info there. Some of that we're going to try and talk about here. But the first thing is the rumor of the first new character for December. There's supposedly 2 are coming. If you check out the version R90 patch notes, there's a comment in there that says, as 2015 ends, 2 rivals will appear locked in a battle of strength, speed, and agility. It appears the rumors on the forums seem to indicate that the first character is a new Spider-Man, and it will be a 4-star Miles Morales Spider-Man.
Right.
He will have the following powers. I don't have names for them here.
Allegedly.
Correct. Oh, wow. It's rumors. Everything's allegedly.
Right.
For 8 AP, you create an invisibility tile, and the rumor, you know, is X character-specific tiles. So the only real characters that make tiles are things that make webs, generally, so that's right. Why we're thinking it's a Spider-Man. While invisibility's on the board, that ability then changes into remove your invisibility tiles and deal damage and bonus damage for each insert character-specific tile here.
So it's your standard rogue attack where you hide and then strike from the shadows.
Right. So you're going to want to team him up with other people who make web tiles and then come out of being chameleoned up and punch for a bunch of damage.
Dungeons & Dragons style rogue, not
yes,
the character not, rogue.
Yes, not rogue the X-Man.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's okay. You told us earlier that you are suffering from a pretty severe bout of feline AIDS. So
his next power for 7 AP creates said character-specific tiles. And then it has a side passive where you gain red and purple AP whenever you match away one of the character-specific tiles. And then the third power for 6 AP, damages and stuns target opponent. So the thought is that's going to be Miles Morales, and that the second character may end up being some new flavor of Eddie Brock as a 4-star Venom to fight said Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. On the forums, there was some talk about, you know, because there's no label on these statistics, that people were guessing that it might be a Nightcrawler, which I can just, that no. just doesn't make any sense at all. But the Miles Morales Spider-Man has the ability to camo himself, so the first power matches, and he has his Venom Sting, which I'm not really familiar with, but I understand that it stuns people, so the fact that the third power damages
and
stuns.
Damage
and
stun for 6?
Yeah.
That's a bargain.
Yeah.
Probably 1 round, but still for 6. That's good.
Yeah.
So that sounds like that's what you should be seeing here sometime this month. So again, hoard up some more hero points because you're going to be needing more
roster slots.
More roster slots for some more 4-stars. Other things in that interview that Joe throws out is that there's going to be they've got a bunch of new changes coming in the pipeline that he didn't want to elaborate on at this time. But he alluded to the fact that they've got a bunch of them and they're going to try and roll them out all kind of at once instead of keep doing little changes to people. You know, in a row, it'll be
right.
a big set of patches all at one time. Some things he kind of talked about, there'll be some new in-game mechanic that may help you, you know, generate more ISO and HP. There was discussions of possible mechanic in the future for Alliance versus Alliance events and things like that. But again, he can't discuss a whole lot at this time. It's all still in the works and all still being beta tested and until it's finalized, they won't make an official release. But so if you want to check out more, check out that interview with Joe Fletcher. But of course, after you listen to our podcast.
Right.
Before you
and all the other ones
another.
On our network.
Correct. Ray, reader comments. What do we got this week? Why
yeah,
did I
let's
say reader?
See if we can...
Listener comments.
Yeah, that would be difficult to read us. I'm
well,
not sure.
Somebody
this.
Might be transposing this to text and unlikely.
Sure,
but...
more power to them.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, there were a few. So I'm going to start with our friend, Leonard F. Chikarison. He had a couple comments since we brought up the Chikara wrestling. He says that many people in Chikara do play Puzzle Quest, and they were going to be in the event that happened this last Saturday. Unfortunately, we didn't get to make it to that event. But when we do, we will likely have people to talk to about Puzzle Quest. So there you go.
Exciting.
Yeah, the goal will be for the Puzzle Warriors to make a trip to see Chikara wrestling in the new year here.
Okay. Great. He also mentioned that Ian's original wrestling hero, U.S. Ape, has sadly retired. But he was happy that you like Los Ice Creams.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
Other than that, a hot dog eating mathematician as a description of Amadeus Cho, that apparently went over well. But people get the opinion that Craig really does not like that character, which is correct.
No, say no more.
Our friend Stinkpalm agrees with you and calls him Amadeus Chode, the totally awful Hulk. So,
awesome Hulk.
However, he also comments that the devs have, in the past, made some characters that appear to be bad at first glance, but then you come to find out that they have combinations that can be really useful with characters that aren't quite out yet. So, who right. knows? Maybe that's the case.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know who in the comics who Cho hangs out with. So,
yeah, wouldn't know. There's been one comic so far, right?
I was going to say Hercules. End of story.
Sure, right.
Actually, again, we'll have to reach out to our friends, either Leonard F. Jacarison or Todd.
Sorry.
His name's so much less dramatic.
Todd.
Next comment from JFF Duggan. He mentions that one thing had occurred to him. He said that when we talk about the PvE events, that we're saying that first place gets you 2 4-star covers, and that's not the case. It gets you 1 4-star cover plus the other previous rewards. And we had a little bit of a discussion about that.
Right. So I looked at this, and apparently this is me using the English language in a slightly different way than the developers. Because the way it's worded is that it says you get an additional, and it mentions the 4-star. To me, the word additional means that I already have one, and this is another one.
Right. It's because you're reading the ranks out of order. What it says is rank 1-2, all rewards from the previous rank. So we move to the previous rank and see that in this case that I'm looking at is I get 3 Sam Wilson covers. And I go, okay, 3 Sam Wilson covers plus an additional Star-Lord. Let's see how many Star-Lords are available in the other rank. 0. 0 plus 1 equals 1.
I just would never use the word additional in that statement. I would just say, and a Star-Lord.
Right. Okay.
To me, additional means more than one.
Right. I guess since
that's just me misreading it. So.
Right, right. It's specifically because they're referencing the previous rank,
I get their logic. It's just I wouldn't word it that way. It seems slightly confusing to me, but maybe that's just me.
Well, it is confusing to you, apparently.
It is.
But
I understand what they're saying, but...
Right.
An additional cover.
Right. I just... To me, additional means that I already have one, and here's another one.
Right.
That's an additional one.
Right.
So sorry for any confusion.
Yep, that's my bad. My bad.
The only other reference... The only other comment that I was going to mention is Stink Palm posted, Cha-Cha Bucci, Cha-Cha Bucci. My name is Craig. I did drugs once. I'm a Spartan, so check me out.
Nice. Oh, man. Again, he makes me laugh. At some point in the new year, we're going to have to try and get Stank Palm to record with us one time. Because
sure.
I think he would. We could have a good episode. So Stank Palm, when you listen to this episode, plan ahead for maybe January or February to try and make a guest appearance. We'll try and get in touch with you and... get some details. So send us a private email or something with your email address.
Yeah. When I read that, I literally laughed out loud in my office at work. So I had to, I thought I had to mention that. That is it. That is all I have.
All right. Insert echo effect here.
Feature character of the week.
Week.
Stop making the sound yourself. I'll put it in.
This week's feature character is good old Wanda Maximoff, also known as Wanda, daughter of Magneto, and wife to the Vision. All right, so Wanda's 3 powers. She's got purple, green, and blue.
How come in the also known as, not once did you mention Scarlet Witch?
Yeah, it's Wanda.
Also known as Vision's wife, or the Scarlet Witch. Which is how she is known throughout the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, Wanda. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, so her purple power is Reality Crush, which is very devastating, but it takes 14 purple to pull off. But at level 5, it's doing about 2,200 damage and stuns a for the whole enemy team and stuns a random enemy for 5 turns. Now, when you're down to fighting one or two people, man, that is a deciding factor
to
fight.
Yeah, brutal to super brutal.
Oh.
A 5-turn stun is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just so much stun. I mean, if you're down to... I always like to try and if when I do use it, which is rare, because I use the purple with Iron Fist. But when I use her purple, if I get it down to 2 people, you know, you stun one and you just, you know, crush the other one.
Right.
While you're going there. Green power is a Hex Bolt, level 5 for 8 green. You select a basic tile to destroy it, and up to 4 random, non-friendly tiles around it, which does generate AP. So it's nice because it won't destroy your tiles, but can destroy enemy tiles.
Okay.
So it's kind of a friendly board explosion.
Right.
And then her passive, which is really the whole reason why she's on my team, is that she makes a countdown tile that then transforms adjacent tiles into purple. I only have that power at level 3, which creates a 4-turn countdown tile that transforms 4 random to purple. I think at level 4, it's a 3-turn tile. I think at level 5, it might be a 2-turn tile.
At level 5, it's still 3-turn countdown, but it transforms 5
okay.
adjacent tiles.
Okay. Yeah,
I know, because I have her at 5 on that.
Oh, there you go. I use her just for that power, really. So if I could get more of the blue, I would probably use more of it and less of the...
green.
Probably less Reality Crush, because I never purple. Use Reality Crush.
Right.
I can't disagree with that more. Reality Crush is so powerful.
I understand, but I use her to make purple to power Iron Fist.
Again, and I understand what you're doing, and you've explained your combo to us many, 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 many times.
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable with it. As comfortable as I can be with devoting an entire slot in your 3-person team to someone who once every 4 turns makes 4 purple tiles.
Yeah.
Wow, that's sad to me, but man. Yeah, I would have to go green. I mean, again, for your purposes, I understand. And again, this is one of the reasons that I do enjoy the character of the week, is it gives me a chance to reflect on the choices that I've made and often realize that, not often, but as often as I'm satisfied with them, I look back and realize that I'm wrong and now have Captain America's blue at a 5 and his yellow at a 3 and, you know, have lowered Deadpool's black down to increase his other stats. And there was one other one that really made me... Falcon. I've been using Falcon forever. And I was like, you're right. Purple is useless. The other two are much better. Not being able to get rid of countdown tiles is terrible. I've got to get Red Wing back up to 4.
Yeah, Red Wing is the bomb.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's Red Wing do at 5? I don't know. I'll look it up later. I'm sorry. I'm derailing this.
Yeah, anyway. I have the Scarlet Witch at 5.53. What do you guys have her at?
So currently I have her at 4.25. I have not been in luck in getting covers for her, but she's on the right path because I want her at a 5.35, which, by the way, the wiki agrees with me. I don't know how many votes are in this, but if you look at it, the overwhelming majority of the internets agree that 5.35 is the way to have her. Her Hex Bolt just doesn't do any damage on its own.
Yeah.
It destroys some tiles, and yeah, it gives them to you, and it won't destroy your tiles, but it's not that powerful.
Bad power, but it's definitely not the premier power in her lineup.
Right.
I also am lagging. I have her at 3.53, which I will, you know, continue to adjust as the covers keep rolling in. And I am, of course, speaking of Quicksilver's sister, as she is better known. Man, Craig and I are going to get a bunch of angry tweets from feminist groups.
hey, remember, she did try to destroy the whole world. So.
Yes, this is true. Actually, isn't that on the cover, for her cover in the game? I remember it saying something about this is the way the world ends, and it has a big...
Oh, no, that's a really old Avengers comic. That's a 27 Avengers comic. That's like Avengers, like, whatever.
Yeah,
no,
really old.
In if the House of M series, she really tries to destroy the whole world.
Right.
Oh, okay.
She holds reality something fierce.
Right. She has some sort of horrible meltdown when her weird android babies don't exist anymore, and she tries to eat the universe.
Wow, I don't remember that. Okay.
Yeah. Is it the Wasp that saves the day?
I don't remember. I do remember the House of M vaguely, but that's something I would have to do some research on.
It's one of the people who pin particles down. I think it's the Wasp. Ends up going into her brain and
stinging her to death.
Physically?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because because with her, you know, reality probability alterations, you can't do anything to her because you've already failed.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, she's not that powerful in game. However, whenever during the last few events, I had to face her several times, and she has been my primary target on several occasions.
Yeah, you cannot get reality crushed because then you're in a world of hurt.
Yeah, exactly. When I either eliminate her first or just keep purple off the board were my only strategies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely a powerful character and can't wait to get a couple more covers.
I mean, the problem is when she's got 5 levels of the blue, if you let that go off, quite often it makes a 6 match of purple.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're getting, you know, a critical and she's halfway home to Reality Crush all in one turn. So, yeah, like I said, I use her daily in my group of 3. Maybe someday I'll reconsider the Reality Crush, but not with this combo. If I move on to a different set of folks, I'll probably revisit that power.
Now that I've had a moment to look at my roster, I'm going to have to flash back to earlier in the show. Did you say we got a Doc Ock cover this week in Deadpool Daily?
Yes, on Sunday.
Black?
Yes.
Okay, I could use that. That's not exactly how I dreamed him shuffling out, but 5-5-3 will be okay with me.
Hey, never turned down a cover to get your guy up to max level.
Correct.
5-3-5, I think, is optimal, but yeah.
I agree, but I will take another level of neener, neener, neener if
yeah.
that is what they're offering.
Booyah! maybe, again, something else we could talk to the developers about is renaming powers, just to please me.
We're not renaming to Neener Neener. I mean, come on, that is it really?
You'll give me Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrels, right?
I'm not going to argue that, no.
Yeah, that's really the only one I was going to say. I think we would run into some copyright issues if we changed it to Click, Click, Boom.
Yeah, that could be.
But Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrels, you know, never hurts to ask.
Exactly.
So back to Scarlet Witch real quick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember her.
Hey, does anybody else, have you tried using her? Like, okay, I did this right after the Avengers movie came out. They had Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch and Vision, like, right in succession right there. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to play them together and level them up together. Mm. Has anybody else tried this?
No.
I have not, because I'm even worse off with my Quicksilver. I think I'm at 1-1-2 with him.
Wow.
So
okay.
I've got many more of the Scarlet Witch. And when I had a chance to use him as like a freebie character or in some event,
right.
I can't help but recall that I think the Vision is terrible.
He's not.
Because
great.
I love the Vision, but the Vision, Marvel Puzzle Quest, the Vision is terrible.
If you can go to heavy density and then do the punch, that's where it's at.
Yeah, you move to heavy density and then do his attack protocol. That's where you do massive amounts of damage with that team. I try to use them. I find them amusing, not significantly useful, but if I have to face like a level 30 group of goons, I'll just take them in so that I don't hurt any of my main team. Anyway, found it useful, found it interesting, just thought I'd mention it.
Okay, okay.
Cool.
But the thing is, doing heavy density with the Vision, you're using blues, which then charges tiles with Quicksilver.
Yeah.
So, and their colors overlap pretty well. They're an interesting team.
Well, Vision's using yellow and red, which the other two don't use. Quicksilver's using black, which the other two don't use. Wanda's using purple, which the other two don't use.
Right.
So you're getting some rainbow effect with that team, which I get. Oh, speaking of which, with the team, one thing that Joe Fletcher did mention that I forgot about is those folks that asked about if they'd ever considered doing more. Where, you know, if you have X members of a team, you know, those combine in some way. Which they kind of did with Mr. Fantastic.
Yes.
I think more than kind of.
Yeah. Well, Joe said that they had looked at that in the past, and they were worried about it becoming too pigeonholed, where people would think, all right, I have to play 3 Avengers, or I have to play 3 X-Men, or whatever. So they're trying to make it so you're more diverse with your character choices, so you probably won't be seeing that mechanic more than probably Mr. Fantastic's.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, I don't know, it made sense. I mean, I get it.
One, I like teaming up different people with different, you know, trying them out, so I'm okay with that.
Right. As long as we get some more villains. We need more villains in this game.
Sure you say that. You've got Ghost Rider.
I did get a Ghost Rider. So, for rewards of the week. So, this was like, you know, the greatest week of all time for me.
Wow.
But, you know, generally just because of the events that were going on. So I got the, you know, the Hulk from the Cho event. I got my 2,000 points in the simulator, which got me an X-23, and then a token got me a Ghost Rider.
Nice.
So as soon as I get enough hero points to recruit them, sometime the next 8 days I have left, I can add those characters into my roster.
Well, nice. You know, keep us posted. The Alliance could always use a free command point if you feel like cracking open that wallet.
I may have to
spend
some
of that moldy money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up doing that this week, actually.
I put
a $20 in, got you all one command point.
I got your command point, and I appreciated that.
Yeah, I appreciated it. Was it for roster slots?
It absolutely was.
Nice.
So I managed to get, this week, I got a blue Mr. Fantastic. I got a purple Kingpin.
Ooh.
A purple Jean Grey. A black Ooh. Carnage. All that I never had before.
Wow.
I didn't have any of those characters. So I needed to add four slots to my roster.
Wow.
I dumped a couple characters that I didn't need, a couple 2-stars that, you know, I was using for events.
Right.
But other than that, yeah, I needed roster slots and did not have enough hero points, so.
Well, yeah, even the $20 only gets you, what, 3 spots?
Where Ray is now? Yeah. Probably 3 or 4.
Trying to remember.
You're at 900 apiece, right? Yeah, you're only going to get 3 slots out of $20.
Yeah, it's 950 each.
Right.
Yeah. So, pretty expensive.
It does max out at 1,000, so you can look forward to that.
Yeah, right. I also managed to get another Electra cover, which I don't use her at all yet, but that was good.
Man, so, you're on a 4-star spree. I thought I was doing well.
It was really, really nice. Well, I got the 10-pack. Two of those were from a 10-pack.
Yeah, I'm trying hard to get my 10-pack this season before the season expires in, what, 4 days?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, the season's got 4 days left, which I suppose we should have mentioned earlier. So if you're trying to get to your 10-pack, or if you haven't gotten your Shield Simulator reward for X-23 for 2,000 points, hop to it. So I'm trying to get to 4,000 to get that 10-pack. I think I'm at 3,500, but I keep losing points as we sit here and discuss.
Yeah, sure, blame us.
I am, totally.
I think Totally Awesome was my major acquisition. Like, as soon as we ended the show last week, and Ray was like, here's how you beat Amadeus Inferno, and I went home and probably beat Amadeus Inferno in, like, one go-round, and
nice.
I was super proud of myself. And, you know, all your suggestions, I stole each and every one of them, and they worked out super smooth. I was stunning Hulks left and right, and they didn't even have a chance. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So I was happy to spend some hero points to open up some roster slots for him.
Good deal. Anybody got anything else this week? I think I'm tapped out.
I think I'm good. In either way, I don't think I have the voice to continue, so.
Okay.
Sweet.
Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. The soon-to-be-named podcast network, with such glorious shows as The Long Box Heroes, starring Leonard F. Chikarisin and Todd, where they talk about comic books. Long Box Heroes After Dark, starring Leonard F. Chikarisin and Todd, where they talk about things that they didn't have time to talk about during their regular Long Box Heroes show.
Cinnabon.
No, stop! Man. Just stop.
You know, someday I'm going to meet this Todd guy and he's going to punch me square in the face.
There is a chance that you could win him back by discussing your love of Doctor Who with him.
Oh, sweet. I'm on board.
That seems to be his only kryptonite.
This season has been glorious.
Okay. Then you could also check out the Podvocacy with Jason and David, where they talk about all of their pop culture enjoyments. You can check out our live YouTube show, the Fresher and Parlance show, starring none other than Fresher and Parlance, where they discuss the news and events of the week. And lastly, but certainly not least, you can check out the Prodigal Sons podcast, where this week the four of them sit down for a rousing,
rousing
game of Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, nice.
So,
am I the only person who doesn't like that game?
Possibly. You are not the only person who doesn't like that game, because traditionally I also don't like games that are cooperative. But there's at least a clear winner, but the decisions are subjective, so I can see,
right.
You know, back and forth.
I mean, it's like watching, you know, Olympic gymnastics. Who won? I don't know. Some judge just told me who won.
Right. That is my least favorite part of the game. I mean, there's sometimes there's a clear winner, and that doesn't matter at all.
Right. Right.
But I still, but if, well, with enough whiskey, it's still enjoyable, so.
That's what I'm saying. See, Craig's drinking has really dropped off in the last 15 years.
That's true.
Like, he still drinks, and even heartily, but man, to get Craig, like loose, I don't even know what it takes to get Craig sloppy anymore. It takes all the booze in the world.
No, I think your bachelor party, we had enough drinking.
Yeah, again, but you seemed barely phased. Like,
I don't know.
Ray could only remember one out of every 10 seconds. Like, he was on a delay.
That is true. I did have to try to escort Ray back to his
hotel. He drank himself.
He was not going to make it.
No, he had been much better, and he had drank himself crippled by the end of the night. And I was...
You were in the poker zone.
I was. I was so wasted at the poker table, and everybody thought that they were like, oh, here's Drunky McDrunkerton, and I'm like, I'm taking all your chips!
It was awesome.
And I'm like, I'm going to bed. So, yeah. Anyway, that's really... You're right. Drinking does enhance the game.
Yeah.
Or it depends on who you're playing with. You know, if you're all of the same mindset, and the game gets, you know, dependent on how many expansions you have, and how increasingly, you know, vulgar and offensive the game can get. So, anyway... You should check out the soon-to-be-named network. It's good.
That's what it's got going for it.
Yeah.
Good.
It's super good.
All right. Once again, we always want to thank everybody for joining in and listening to Three Knuckleheads talk about this video game we like. You can check us out at PuzzleWarriors3.com. You can check out the podcast on there, on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podomatic. You can follow us on Twitter at PuzzleWarriors3. And we always post each week's show onto the Quest subreddit. Please, any comments, any questions, any concerns, like that I can't read English apparently, and I screw up what the what the rewards are. Please send them along. You can post to the Reddit post. We check those, or for sure go to our webpage where there's contact information for all three of us on there. We totally love to hear from our listeners, and maybe if you amuse us the way Steak Pop seems to, we can. We'll invite you on for a special guest spot.
Allegedly.
Well, hopefully he'll say yes.
Right.
But, yeah, I think that's all for this week. And so goodbye for now. And remember, kids, you look marvelous. Good night.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, that was solid. Goodbye, friend.
All right, see ya.
Fever Ray is like a sad version of Drunk Ray.